Activists around the country are organizing rallies and concerts this weekend to benefit the three young Arkansas inmates known as the West Memphis Three. Two are serving life sentences. One faces death for a triple child homicide committed almost a decade ago. Supporters contend they were convicted by a miscarriage of justice, but critics claim the support movement itself may be a misuse of information. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
On June 3, 1993, police arrested three teenagers in West Memphis, Arkansas. They were charged with the ritual murder of three 8-year-old boys.
The first verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, find Damien Echols guilty of capital murder in the death of Stevie Branch. We, the jury, find
The trial
Damien
was documented
Echols
by a team of filmmakers. Bruce Sinofsky and Joe Berlinger had already directed the critically acclaimed documentary Brother's Keeper. What they found in West Memphis was similar. Nonconformists facing an unsympathetic justice system.
I have personally observed people wearing black fingernails.
The testimony of an expert in the occult helped convict Jason Baldwin, Jesse Miskelly, and Damien Echols. The teenagers were known about town for their all-black outfits and taste for heavy metal music. And largely because of the documentary made by Sinofsky and Berlinger called Paradise Lost, a number of people are convinced the teenagers were scapegoats for style. Rock group L7 is part of an increasingly high-profile support movement for the West Memphis Three.
Especially in the music community, a lot of people grow up feeling different and feeling sort of persecuted for it, and we all realize that this could happen to any one of us.
Seattle producer Danny Bland put together a CD to raise money and awareness for the case. The lineup includes L7, Steve Earle, Joe Strummer, Eddie Vedder, and Tom Waits.
You know, if they rounded up half the kids around here with black hair who listened to Black Sabbath and wear black coats, you know, there'd be no one around here to work at Burger King.
This is how the world will be. Everywhere I go, it rains on me.
You can't buy the West Memphis 3 CD at some stores because of its controversial cause, but you can get it at WM3.org. The supporter site also sells the Paradise Lost documentary and its follow-up, called Revelations, along with t-shirts and dog tags. All of this troubles law professor Marjorie Cohn. She wrote the book Cameras in the Courtroom.
This is a criminal case, and it must be decided in a courtroom by a jury and not by the court of public opinion. And the audience who watched the video feels that it has the right to judge the case. But unless those people who watched the video also watched every minute of the trial, they did not see what the jury saw.
Supporters argue that by posting the entire court transcripts on their website, they provide a virtual jury's eye view of the trial. Dr. James Monahan says it's a distorted picture. Monahan teaches criminal justice at the University of New Haven in Connecticut.
They have what looks to be forensic-like evidence, police information, statements by people claiming to be experts. What disturbs me, however, and, you know, I believe in freedom of speech, is on that very same website, somebody has decided, in their questionable wisdom, to place the autopsy pictures of the little boys who were the victims.
This isn't the first time the West Memphis 3 case has treaded the boundaries between good intentions and poor taste. eBay was pressured to change its policies on trading crime scene evidence after a West Memphis autopsy photo was sold through the internet auction site last summer. Monahan thinks that much of the interest in this case stems from simple voyeurism that's justified by a misguided attempt to help.
You can kind of be a wannabe criminalist. You could kind of participate in a fantastical way with looking at the evidence and trying to solve it yourself, which I suppose is legal in America.
See the movie, visit the website, solve the crime. Burke Sahls defends the approach. Sahls co-founded the Free the West Memphis 3 website and support fund. He says it doesn't take an expert to understand the case's nuances.
Just look at the website and use the website as a starting point for, you know, delving deeper into the justice system and look at the things yourself. You know, you read the police reports. But the other thing is to look at the transcripts of the trial and to look at how the trial was so biased towards the prosecutors.
Examples of this bias, Saul says, include inconsistent testimony and lost evidence admitted into the record. But personality also seems to be a factor in attracting supporters. The West Memphis Three have become celebrities, and the biggest is Damien Echols. He's exchanged his goth clothes for all white ensembles and converted to Buddhism on death row. West Memphis Three supporter Janae O'Keefe has no problem with the concept of convicted murderer as cult hero.
It doesn't bother me because I think that it's great that whatever gets you interested is great. Get involved, get interested.
O'Keefe's involvement with the West Memphis Three literally changed her life. She left a relationship and a job because of her passion for the case. Now she's a professional advocate against the death penalty. Her friend, Sarah Cadwallader, is a University of Arkansas sophomore. She saw Paradise Lost on television 3 years ago and struck up a conversation with accused killer Jason Baldwin, who's in jail for life. Now they're engaged.
I don't really know why I wrote him, besides I, you know, thought it was such a terrible injustice, so I just wrote him and said, you know, there's someone else out here that thinks you're innocent. And I felt compelled to at least say something to them that, you know, I heard you. I understand that this happened.
Supporters say they often make friends through the website, which seems to be as much support group as support fund. Organizers say the site gets up to 1,000 hits a day. The West Memphis Three are appealing their convictions. Netta Ulibi, NPR News, Washington.